Lakeland Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, the Democrats in the legislature, the Wisconsin legislature, have done something very good. I want to recognize it. They're in a pitifully small minority, even though Democrats get 50 or more percent of the votes for legislature in the state. They have one third of the seats in the assembly. It's called gerrymandering. It's been upheld by Republican judges who are looking out for the Republican Party and not for our Constitution. And that's a subject for another day. When you have that kind of gerrymandering, you don't have a true democracy. But in any event, there's some things the Democrats can do in the legislature. And they just called and demanded a comprehensive audit of the Gableman 2020 election probe. And here's why. This is great. When Robin Voss was opposed in the election this week by Adam Steen down in Mount Pleasant, Racine area, and barely beat him. He beat him by about 2.5 points, I think. Even though he's an incumbent, and this guy Steen just came blowing in the wind out of left field. Absolutely no credentials to be serving anywhere in government. And yet he got almost 49% of the vote, about 49%, because of the Trump endorsement. Gableman, Michael Gableman, who'd been paid by Voss, to blackmail, to get rid of the Trump blackmail for well over a year, 11 grand a month, over $1 million's been spent, including 250 grand in sanctions penalties for Gableman's misconduct in court with a judge and opposing counsel, a woman. There's no gratitude. They said in Washington, they say in Madison, if you want a friend, buy a dog. If you want loyalty, buy a dog. Well, Gableman stabbed Voss in the back, got all that money, and he did a robocall for Adam Steen. Robocall, or one of these automatic dial things, you pick it up and you hear this voice go, for a limited time, you can buy this, you can buy that, or vote for Jones, vote for Smith, that kind of thing. This robocall said, quote, this isn't Gableman's voice, by the way, that he taped. Robin Voss never wanted a real investigation into the 2020 election in Wisconsin. He never wanted a real investigation into the 2020 election in Wisconsin. Gableman said that whatever he did was in spite of Voss, and then Gableman didn't do anything. So maybe that was in spite of Voss. He went to the New Berlin Library because he couldn't afford a computer. He's making 11 grand a month. Use a public library in the or a public computer in the New Berlin Library. You can buy a computer. You can buy it for under a grand. I mean, you probably buy it for $500. I don't know what. I mean, I haven't bought a computer in a while. You can buy a computer if you get 11 grand a month. He didn't do it. He said that he didn't know much about elections, so he wanted to bone up on them, and apparently he wanted to hold off buying a computer to get the time use of, $500? But why are you giving 11 grand a month to a guy who doesn't know much about elections, can't afford to buy his own computer? I mean, this day and age, a guy like Gableman doesn't have a computer. Maybe he doesn't want something traced. I don't know. Voss, right after Gableman turned on him like a dog, after Voss won by a hair breadth over Adam Steen on Tuesday, put out a statement and said, quote, Gableman is an embarrassment to leadership, and the caucus will meet, and the leadership will meet next week to decide what to do. Tony Evers came out with a statement and said, quote, Voss should fire Gableman. If he doesn't, we'll never get over the last election. What do you do with this dog's breakfast when taxpayer money of over $1 million has gone out and now another $250,000 for, fines, penalties, sanctions for misconduct in court? Why are the taxpayers paying for all this, by the way? Why am I paying for it? Why are you paying for it? If you take over $1 million and there's no sunset on it, and they've already found that there is no fraud, and gave him minority said. He didn't find any fraud. And they want to overturn the election because they want Trump back in and not Joe Biden. Well, people have spoken. The people have spoken. 7 million more people voted for Biden than Trump nationally. I think Biden won by more than 60 electoral votes, and Biden won Wisconsin by 20,000 votes. You know, Hillary Clinton lost Wisconsin in 2016 by 27,000 votes. The same rules applied then. You know, there were drop boxes, and all this kind of stuff, absentee voting. Not a single Republican says we should overturn 2016. In 2020, the same procedures used. They want to overturn Biden, but they do not want to overturn any of the Republican congressmen who were elected in the same election. They don't want to overturn Gallagher, Stein, or Steen. They don't want to overturn him. They don't want to turn Tiffany. Only Biden. This is fraud. This is flat-out fraud. And to go into taxpayer money for over $1 million, including fines and penalties for misconduct, simply to appease or buy off Donald Trump is fraud. We have been defrauded by this amount of money. The Republican Party should pay for this. Or Voss or Gableman should pay for it. But if you had a $1 million judgment against each of them, I believe they would be judgment proof. I would believe that they don't have the money. Quite frankly, I do not believe by their demeanor and looking at them that they live much beyond paycheck to paycheck, frankly. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they should pay for it. But you can have a joint and several. It's called a joint and several judgment, where you get issue a judgment for over $1 million that's been paid out, and the 250, quarter of a million for fines and penalties, get the total amount with interest. And then you say either the Republican Party, Voss or Gableman or all three, let them fight, we'll pay this. Now, they'll all turn on each other like dogs, but the Republican Party has money and they would have to pay it. Why aren't we doing that? For instance, why doesn't Josh Call bring that suit? A good reason for Josh Call not bringing that suit is because Republican judges have said this is okay. This is okay. It benefits the Republican Party. Now, could Josh Call go into federal court? You'd have to have jurisdiction. They would argue that there is not jurisdiction. I would argue that we are guaranteed under the Constitution a Republican form of government. Now, Republican in small r does not mean a Republican party, just like the fact that we're a democracy, small d, does not mean that we're a democratic democracy. What we have is, we don't have a king, people elect their leaders, and that's what's called the republic, and they do it in democratic elections where you have now one man, one vote, and they're conducted honestly. And that's what we're used to. The Republican Party is calling all that into question. Everything that you remember from elections, from a kid, from the first election you ever voted in. I went and voted last Tuesday. I vote on the east side of Milwaukee in a church, not a basement, like sort of a first floor of an adjunct building, St. Mark's it's called. Same wonderful people, largely, you know, middle-aged elderly ladies, a couple of fellas. And it's quite social. It's kind of neat. You know, technically, we don't know what their party affiliation is. Some are Democrats, some are Republicans, some are independents. But you have to, with me, I've been going there for, 40 years, 30 years? All right. What is your name? They know my name. What is, I have to tell them my name. Okay. And what is your address? It's right there in front of them. But I tell them the address. And they go, we need to see your photo ID. I show them my driver's license. Every time. It's clean as a whistle. This thing is the genius of our democracy. There are no soldiers around. There's no machine guns around. There's no violence and killing in line. There are not gangs that lay in wait, like in Kenya or Nigeria or something. The Republicans are reverting to that kind of thing, to that kind of monstrosity. And that's what's going to happen down the line. Now, this is kind of a you know, a quiet area, but in the larger cities, voters are harassed. So let's get the million out of the Republican Party. Let's make that clear. This is fraud to have taxpayers pay for this, and the Democrats were right to call for a comprehensive audit. We're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.